It is 21 minutes before 9 o'clock on this Monday morning. Time for today's edition of Northeast Colorado Talks. I'm Alec Creighton, and in the studio with us this morning is Stacy Smith, the interim director of the Morgan County Economic Development Corporation, and we appreciate your coming in this morning.
Good morning.
So let's just start there. I guess the Morgan County Economic Development is in search of a new director. And what all does the Morgan County Economic Development, what's the scope of what you do?
Okay. Well, that's a huge question.
Right.
So Kristen obviously left us at the end of July. That was her last day. So these last couple of weeks, it's just been me trying to kind of get the feel for some of the things that she was handling. Like you were mentioning, tourism, that's something that we've been contracted from the county to do, is just handle the tourism and coordinate the board meetings for that. And then she also does board meetings for her board, obviously, our economic development board. And then we have the executive committee meeting coming up as well. So all of that is coordinating that and lunches. And then this Thursday, we also have our lunch and learn session. So we are doing that emotional intelligence with Senda Walter. She's our guest speaker. It was a 4-part series. We're on number 3. That's happening this Thursday, so I have to coordinate that lunch and learn for about 40 people. It's been a whirlwind of things.
And just almost by definition, when you talk about economic development, that is a pretty wide scope.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we focus on business attraction, business retention. That's some pretty normal economic development activities. But then we also lean heavily on workforce development as well. That's something that we've been concentrating on for the last couple of years, just because we have that wonderful Route 76 program, and that's a huge pillar for that. So, I mean, really, economic development encompasses so many things. Kind of what we're focusing on right now is really board-driven, and we're kind of right about that time where we sit down and have a strategic meeting with the board, and we figure out what does that look like next year, and what are some of the areas they want us to focus on.
Right. Well, let's talk about the Route 76. I think we've talked about it when you've been here in the past. Kind of remind us what that is. And in this case, it's kind of a play on the interstate highway with that name, but this is our OOT 76, right?
Yes, like a route, our routes. And so the entire premise of this program is to identify our homegrown talent, our youth that typically leave, because we do lose about 1,000 of our 18 to 24 year olds every year. They go off to other places, Denver College. And so our thought was, is if we could get in front of these seniors that are non-college bound, that want to learn the trades, that we could help give them some foundational understanding of what that looks like before we lose them to the front range. And just by, like I said, giving them a foundational training, but then also introducing them to a lot of our major employers here as well, Cargill, Leprino, Buildings by Design, all of these huge employers. Now we can actually have an opportunity to introduce them directly. It's been a great program, and it's gone from a certificate program, and these certificates that these kids are earning our industry recognized certificate from the Department of Labor. So these are real industry certificates.
Things that actual employers are actually
looking
for.
They want to see. Yeah, absolutely. And we've had some really great success stories come out of the program as well. But I know it's taken a couple of years to kind of grow it to what it is now.
Right. So was this initially grant funded? How did it come about?
Yep. So a couple of years ago, we wrote for a RISE grant, which was a workforce development grant. And we had an idea to do a mobile VR lab.
The virtual reality learning. Okay.
Yes. So same premise, right? So these industry certificates are done through a virtual reality setting. So it's really neat. The retention rate for someone who has the VR goggles on, opposed to just somebody learning, behind a desk, is about 90% to 10%. So because you're fully immersed in that VR.
That's amazing.
Yeah. They learn quicker. And so that's kind of the highlight of our program, is by not only giving them certificates, but actually exposing them to real things, you know. So the HVAC kiddos, they will eventually be able to put on the goggle set and walk up to an AC unit and open it up and do troubleshooting and learn different, you know, things and learn how to troubleshoot if something's wrong with it.
Right.
But they do that all through the VR, the virtual reality environment. So it's pretty neat.
Yeah, that's amazing, and I've got to like try those on just for a few minutes, and it's almost blows your mind initially. I'm guessing you kind of get used to it.
Yeah, and you know, the kids like it. I feel like for adults, it's a little more of a thing, especially for me. I try to put it on and I get vertigo. So I don't know. I found myself doing a construction simulation on the top of the rafters. And you literally look over and you look like you're
okay. Yeah, that module I'm going to skip.
it's very real. So.
Right. So that initial grant, has that run its course?
That has, probably about a year ago. And so earlier this year, we really had to kind of come to the table with a lot of the Route 76 committee members and some of our supporting employers, and kind of figure out what does that look like for the future of routes, and is this working, you know? So we did. We came to the table with everyone. We figured out a solution, and now we have the Roots program funded again for the next 2 years in both Fort Morgan and Brash High School.
So it sounds like the answer to that question, is this working, is yes, and we want to continue.
I think it is. Like I said, it's progressed so much. It came from being just a certificate program to now it is a real pre-apprenticeship pathway in my eyes, especially the way that we have it set up. This year, like I said, we're targeting more of the trades, so electrician, plumbing, HVAC. I do have some solar. I have industrial maintenance, so multiple career paths, but we're leaning really heavy on the trades. And our idea is that once we give them this foundational training, that they can walk right into a pre-apprenticeship or an apprenticeship program with somebody, hopefully an employer in our community.
So is this going to be high school students during the regular school day that are doing this program?
Yeah, we have a dedicated classroom in both schools now. So Gail Davies is spearheading it over at Fort Morgan High School. And Ron Albo is our guy over at Brush. So we have a classroom in each school. It gives about 55 minutes for the kids to sit down and actually do their work.
Right.
It's all self-paced, so I feel like you need 55 minutes to be able to come in and settle down. My Fort Morgan class is at 8:00 in the morning, so this is going to be interesting, especially when a lot of it is attendance and making sure that they are job site ready and you show up early and you make it every day. And so really kind of, you know, reinforcing these really good habits right now is important for us.
Right.
Plus, we do other things. We do mock interviewing. That's one of, I think, our biggest things, is sitting down and practicing with these kiddos of, you know, how to interview, how to shake someone's hand, how to look someone in the eye, and how to answer simple questions that we don't always practice before we go into an interview, like, tell me about yourself, or, you know, what's some of your strengths? What's some of your weaknesses?
Right.
And how?
Well, it's because we don't get a lot of practice at those.
Yeah.
Or hopefully, maybe you don't want to be interviewing like weekly or something like that. But so that's really interesting. Again, we're visiting with Stacy Smith, the interim director of Morgan County Economic Development. So I'm just fascinated by that number. It makes sense. The almost 1,000 people. I mean, that's just kind of the natural progression of things. Having done this a few years, do you have either some numbers or just kind of anecdotally people that maybe have wound up staying here that would have otherwise maybe found somewhere else?
You know, not necessarily. And I feel like that's why we had to kind of come together and realize, you know, we don't have a lot of the number metrics, but I do have success stories. And I feel like that's why we are still, you know, so enthusiastic about making this work, is, you know, one of our Wiggins, because I was in Wiggins last year. So one of the Wiggins seniors had interviewed for a position, and a pretty good position, out at Pawnee. And he came that day, and he was dressed up, I mean, to the nine, suit, tie, everything. He was so excited. He said, I just interviewed, and it went so well. They kept me for an hour and a half and gave me a tour around the building and all the stuff. Right. And then I happened to run into one of those interviewers, and he said that out of all of the people that interviewed that day, that guy, the kid, the senior, uh-huh, who just graduated, was the best interviewee,
right,
out of the whole day. And he's 18 years old.
Right.
But we had so much practice, and he was one of the kids that was begging me for this practice.
Right.
So such a smart kid. And that to me is a success story, you know, so.
Yeah. So you've got these programs through the school, but if we have like parents that might be listening or people even in that age cohort, how can they learn more? And is it available wider than just in the two high schools?
No, absolutely. We're really opening it up 18 to 24.
Okay.
Now, this program is very challenging and it's self-paced. And I have found that a lot of people who reach out to me outside of school, I don't have them completing it the way that I do when you have the structured class environment.
That would be huge.
You know, because even though it is self-paced, I feel like there is a certain bit of accountability you still have to help them with and whatnot. So absolutely, I encourage anybody who's interested in this to come and talk to me. You can find more information on our website as well, which is really easy. It's just morgancountyinfo.com. Takes you right to our website. There's a whole workforce development section in there. It's a brand new website, by the way. And so you can find out more information or contact me at the office as well.
Okay, very good. Really interesting program. We'll look forward to following up later in the year and see how this year is going.
Great.
And on any of the topics, tourism or economic development, we encourage people to get in touch. You mentioned the new website, and I'm guessing we can find you on social media as well.
Yeah, Facebook also, great way to contact us. There's a Route 76 page and the economic development page as well.
Okay, so. Very good. Lots of good information this morning. We really appreciate the update. That is our edition of Northeast Colorado Talks for this Monday. Again, our guest this morning, Stacy Smith, the interim director of the Morgan County Economic Development Corporation.